This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There was a big developers conference up in San Francisco today. Lots of people talking about cool things in the offing for the company in question. The company in question, amazingly enough, being Microsoft. The words cool things and Microsoft aren't often found in the same sentence, I know, but this time apparently was different. CEO Satya Nadella was there singing the praises of the new Windows operating system and some other cool stuff the company's working on. Our tech correspondent Molly Wood was there as well. Hey, Molly.
Hey, Kai, how are you?
I'm all right. Listen, help me understand the Microsoft Developers Conference, because Apple, it's not, right?
It definitely seems like it would be the least interesting
yes.
tech event of possibly the entire year. But Microsoft is having a little bit of a prom king moment. This actual developer conference sold out 45 minutes after tickets went on sale. And there's a lot of buzz around the new CEO, around some of the plans for Windows, and of course, around their big holographic headset.
Well, all right. So let's take those in order for, I want to take actually Satya Nadella first. He's kind of breaking through a little bit here. Is that fair to say?
I think he really is. You know, Microsoft for a long time has had this problem where it was very divided. There was competition between divisions, even within the company, and nobody knew what anybody was working on. So even though they've been promising a unified Windows experience for at least a decade, it seems like Satya Nadella is actually breaking down the walls. He might be the guy to make it happen.
All right. What about Windows? What is it? 10 now, I guess?
It is Windows 10, not Windows 9. The last version was actually Windows 8.
Okay. That's a whole nomenclature thing that the geeks are going to get. I don't know.
We're speculating that they're just trying to put some distance between Windows 8 and the next version, because Windows 8 was a bomb.
Yeah.
Windows 10 is going to be the operating system that will work across all devices, they say, not just your computer or your laptop, but also on your phone, also on your tablet, a real unified experience that will even include the Xbox.
For all those Windows phones that all of us bought, what? Hello?
Exactly. No, and then they'll start selling Windows phones. That's definitely going to happen once Windows 10 comes out.
Today in Tech Fantasies with Molly Wood. all right. Talk to me for a second about this headset thing. What is that?
Yeah, the HoloLens is Microsoft's sort of new cool attempt to be future sexy. And it is a wearable headset. So holographic headsets or augmented reality headsets are almost like the next step after virtual reality, because they project images onto the real world. So they gave a really pretty cool demo today of a possible medical student who can see virtual cadavers, virtual human bodies, and really actually get all the way inside and look at a beating heart. And because you can project a hologram anywhere, it actually has a lot of potential for work environments and for education and for medicine.
I wonder if it's worth, just to wrap up here, to remind folks that Microsoft, for all the grief that I've been given at the last 3 minutes, is still a ginormous company with bajillions of dollars in the bank.
It is. We should all be failing, like the rumors of Microsoft failing. It's worth $400 billion. They make over $93 billion a year. And most of that actually is on those cloud services that Amazon just announced it makes so much money on. So even if Windows 10 and Windows Phone doesn't totally take off, they're still going to be okay.
Windows 10 coming soon to a laptop near you. Molly Wood, our tech correspondent on the Microsoft Developers Conference. Thanks, Molly.
Thanks for having me.